Okay, perfect. Let's get started. Welcome to tonight. We're going to be talking about our coaching session. Our coaching session tonight is specifically on the sales aspect, the enhancing the entrepreneurship aspect of Sixth Dimension. So that's what we'll be focused in on. Last week, Scott talked to you a little bit about the success pyramid and how we use the success pyramid here at Sixth Dimension and inside of Griffin Hill as well, our business aspect of it. So he talked to you, he should have talked to you a little bit about the organizational strategy and the marketing strategy. And I know he talked a little bit about the target audience. Tonight, our objective is to talk to you about the message, the reach, and the frequency. So we're going to be touching these three aspects of the success pyramid. But first, we'll kind of introduce you to some of the terms that Scott his terminology that he created. It's PAMI, which is Personal Audience Muscle Index, and CAMI, which is Company Audience Muscle Index. And the idea here, let me just quickly describe what that means. The idea is a personal audience muscle index is for me, how does my reach look like to my social media or to just the people I'm connected with on a personal level, even? And that personal audience muscle can be part of our reach, which we'll talk a little bit about later today. And then CAMI is from a company aspect. So as now we stack all of those PAMIs together, that's what equals our CAMI, our company audience muscle index. And the cool thing is, on the sixth dimension side, we can all as a community come together to work on our each individual PAMI to grow the sixth dimension CAMI, which I'm super excited about and which will help grow the brand and to be able to also help expand your reach as well. So that's the idea behind PAMI and CAMI. Let me give you a little example of that. At Griffin Hill in Sixth Dimension, I use LinkedIn a lot, and I have about 1,500 to 1,700 friends on LinkedIn. So that's my PAMI. Scott has about, how many does Scott have?
3,000.
About 3,000 connections on LinkedIn. So together, we stack those two together. Our CAMI now grows to almost 5,000. So that's the power of PAMI and CAMI. And as we orchestrate and organize our PAMIs together, it really helps to promote that CAMI, to promote the company, which is a really fascinating thing. So that's kind of the aspect of the target audience, which is what we talked about last time. But now it's how do we make sure that we hit this group with the right kind of message. It means all of our PAMIs have to be in concert with each other so that we can be promoting the right thing, so there's no confusion. So that's one aspect of PAMI. And then how do we reach them on the right frequency and what platforms should we be reaching them? So that's where we're going to be going tonight about PAMI and CAMI. So first of all, the message, if you're in your achievement hub, you'll be able to see the section that says Basecamp certification. And that's really, I'm going to point you there for most of this piece. You're going to want to go there for your homework and drill down into building out a good, strong case open for Sixth Dimension. The case open includes rapport, position, benefit, proof, and the scheduling the next event. The rapport is just simply who I am, what I do. The benefit or the position is the what I do. The benefit is where we transition to the individual now. And then the proof is examples or evidence of that. And you should be using your own proofs of sixth dimension product, how it's changed you and made you a better person. And then one of the fundamental principles that we teach right out of the gate is the schedule next event. You've got to be able to keep momentum with that conversation, that first introduction of what sixth dimension is and how it can help other people. You've got to keep momentum, and that momentum is kept through the scheduling of the next event. So the rapport from what you'll learn is, hey, I'm Cameron Baird with Sixth Dimension. The position is, what does Sixth Dimension do? Sixth Dimension helps individuals achieve their goals. The benefit is that means you can become a happier, healthier, more productive person based on the sixth dimension principles. You'll become happier. That's great. The proof is that's exactly what's happened in my life. As I've implemented those pieces of sixth dimension, I've become a happier person. I'd love to talk to you more about sixth dimension and the tools that are available to have, and I'd love to learn more about your goals and vision. Do you have time where we could do that? That's kind of the idea of the case open. Let me tell you the emphasis here is on that benefit. So let me give you a quick example of this. I drive from Murray down to Provo every day. That's a 30-minute commute or so for me. And based on that commute, there was a time when they were doing some road construction. And I'm sitting in traffic going 0 miles per hour, and I've got barrels on one side of me. And you would think there would be construction workers on the other side of those barrels, and I never saw a single construction worker. You're probably familiar with that if you've commuted in construction places. Well, that's the idea. The benefit is one day as I was driving down this road, I heard a radio ad, and it was UDOT. That's the Department of Utah Department of Transportation and the Utah Highway Patrol, who got on and were saying, "Guys, you need to slow down so that you can preserve the lives of our employees, of our workers," which is a really important thing, right? Preservation of life is like the most basic thing. I should be worried about that. But sitting in that traffic going 0 miles an hour, that was an anti-benefit for me. That was their benefit. They were pushing their benefit and trying to get me to buy their benefit. And I didn't want to buy their benefit. So the benefit play is the idea that we have to be benefit-centric, not to us. We can speak in terms of benefits that are our benefits, but what we need to do is change the topic to their benefits. So that's the concept behind benefits. So as you're going through the Griffin Hill case open, make sure that you're cognizant of that benefit play. Here it is. So if you look in your achievement hub, you'll see the link for the Basecamp course. When you click on that link, you'll see something like this. Let me just blow this up a little bit. What you'll see is you'll have lesson one, lesson two, lesson three, four, five, six, seven, and eight. All of these are about case open. Okay, so those are the videos you're going to want to watch inside that Basecamp course to create good rapport, positioning, benefit proof, and schedule the next event plays. Okay, so that's where you're going to drill in. Tonight, we're also super lucky because we're bringing our own Brooke Allred in, and she's going to talk to you a little bit about reach and frequency and what tools you can use and social media platforms you can use to help do that. So, Brooke, come on in and talk quickly about the reach.
So, as you're familiar, social media is not going away. It's something that's just expanding. And it's an amazing tool for anybody looking to captivate an audience of strangers almost, and that then become friends. And so, if you haven't set up a Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram account, I highly suggest that you work on that right away. And the reason being is there is a huge audience available to you to assist in growing your PAMI that influences your CAMI. And so once you have established your Facebook and Twitter accounts, that you have to know how often and when to post with consistency onto those platforms. With Facebook, if you are using a personal account, which most of us are, you want to post about once a day. What are your successes? What are your goals? Things that you're finding are helpful that somebody else might, that would resonate possibly with somebody else. Now you want to use, if you're not using a business account, or if you've established a business account, then and you're under 10,000 followers, you want to post between 5 to 7 times in a month. So most of us use our personal accounts to make those posts, and I suggest posting once a day on Facebook. With Twitter, The life expectancy of a tweet is very short. And so, you're able to tweet five, at least 1 to 5 times a day. And actually, you could tweet your little heart out if you're working on building engagement. So you could tweet 100 times in a day if you're that excited about something. However, do remember you only have 140 characters to tell your story in. So make sure that it's concise and that it's relevant to the audience that you've grown. With Instagram is where I've seen the most success for businesses to really proposition their Pammy and convert it into Cammy, and really grow their business. With over 30 million users, active users on there, it's a great place to find like-minded people and interact with them and engage with them and share your stories. With Instagram, I highly suggest initially you set up and post 10 pictures that are relevant, that reflect your personality and your personal brand. And then from there, decide what you are able to post consistently for the rest of your natural life. You can post once a day, 3 times a week, once every 2 days, whatever is the easiest and most in line with your ability to keep your posts consistent is what creates success with Instagram. So within social media, obviously the content that you share is the most important. This is where people are going to decide that they trust you and they want to hear more of what you have to offer. This really, really supports the Pammy in it that eventually grows into the Cammy. When I first go into social media, I always, first and foremost, whether it's a brand, a company, or a person, be authentic. Tell your story the way it is. Tell the truth. Be authentic. Be you, because this is your personal brand, and this is a way for somebody to be like, you know what? They're like me, and I connect with that. I'm going to follow them, I'm going to engage with them, and I'm going to continue to see what they have to offer. So I always say when you're creating your content, be authentic. If you're having a sweaty day at the gym and you want to post that, while you're tired and you're sweaty, you did it. You went to the gym and you had a great day, and there's your selfie to show it. So I always suggest be authentic. You'd be surprised how many people out there have a similar experience and really connect with that. Complete strangers that connect with that. And then the best way to get started with that is look through your success journal and pick two or three things out of there that you may have had a pain that you found a success in, or a quote that you picked up that inspired you to do something different and to be held accountable towards your goals. Look there and then take those two or three posts and turn them into content on your social media platforms. That's the easiest and fastest way to get started with sharing quality content on that. The next thing is good content isn't enough. You have to engage with people. So when they say, I really like your perspective on this, if only I knew it was that easy to stay committed to losing weight, I would have done it sooner. When somebody gives you a heartfelt response like that, or even if they just say, I like it, you do have the ability to respond to them and engage in a conversation. This is how you keep your followers engaged, you keep their trust levels, and you also encourage them to share what you have to offer. And without being spammy, nobody likes spam. So engage with them, start conversations with them, learn what they're into, what they're not into, share your pains together and allow the growth to come naturally and fluently in that regards. And like I said, your personality is your brand here. Be who you are. Don't be somebody that you're not, that you can't keep up with. Be you. And that's the most that you That will be the most genuine gift you can give to any audience that you are speaking with. And then live and breathe your own style. If you're like me. I'm completely quirky and odd, and I own it. It's what I do well, and all my following likes it. So, you have to be authentic. You are your own brand, and people will remember you for being that way. When you're also creating content, also keep in mind, make it fun, get creative. There's so many messages out there to be shared that there's never the same message out there. So get creative. If you have, dog and pony show going on for a kid's birthday, and you're like, I was completely exhausted, didn't know if I would have time for my personal journal, but here I am, and you take a selfie with a notebook or something like that, with the dog and pony show going on in the background. It still works. It's still content, and somebody is going to connect with it within your audience. And I always suggest using hashtags on Twitter and Instagram. For Sixth Dimension, we've created the hashtag of My Sixth Dimension. And as you share content, tag that. You can then build the community around that hashtag. So whether it's Seth or John using that hashtag or Susie Lou down the street, it builds community as a whole around the hashtag and engages conversations as well. One example.
Are you still there?
Yes. Can you hear me still?
Yeah, sorry. One example and then it cut out.
Nope, that was me. I paused. It's my quirkiness.
Okay.
I will get the hang of this. So Cindy did this great post the other day, and this is just an example. She used a quote that she received from her coaching session, which was, "He who has conquered doubt and fear has conquered failure." And it really moved her. And she put it with this image that I'm sure when she took this image, it wasn't the image that was at the moment that quote resonated, but it fits so well because it's a bright image, it's eye-catchy, and it's with her family. It's her being authentic in it. And then she uses, "I absolutely love tagging Sixth Dimension," which we always encourage, "and how it's helping me harness the power of thought. Hashtag achievement, hashtag growth, hashtag self-mastery." And if you look at this, you can actually see she got quite a bit of engagement on it, with 89 people loving it. And then she got four comments of people engaging with it. And so this was an excellent example of a well thought out Instagram post that builds on the PAMI concepts that will eventually lead to the CAMI extension. Always try to, again, use the hashtag when you are designing these. So the only suggestion I'd ever give on this is, putting in the hashtag My Sixth Dimension so that the community has a network of everybody's stories together. And then there's another feature within Instagram that you can actually hard tag Sixth Dimension. If you actually, when you're doing your post, there is a spot that right under where you put your caption that says tag people. If you just click in the tag, put in sixth dot dimension, we'll add it to our page so anybody that visits Sixth Dimension can also look at that for encouragement, inspiration, or to just relate. Maybe it's a pain that somebody's looking for some encouragement on. So yeah, that's kind of a quick brief overview of content generation, generating content for your social media platforms. Is there any questions? Anyone? Awesome. Well, I'm going to
No, it's
turn
great.
the,
We just,
go ahead.
it's great. It's great. We just are old-fashioned. We've got to get into the 21st century. So we've got to figure out, maybe I have to come down and have you show us how to actually link into these Facebook and Twitter and whatever.
And I would be more than happy to show you how to do that. It is a lot of information, and as these platforms evolve and develop and get bigger, there's a lot of features within them. So, if you're ever in the area, come on in, and I will gladly show you how to use them. Any other questions?
Perfect.
Awesome. Here's Cameron.
Thank you so much, Brooke. Look, she's done some amazing things. She was down at Snow College. I don't know if you, this was one thing I thought was really cool. If you remember kind of the play on the Apple PC commercials for, that Snow did, that was all her. She's super bright, and we're lucky to have her. Look, that will conclude this portion of the coaching tonight, really about growing that social presence, making sure that you can see, like we talked about, where did we go? Right there. The message, the reach, and the frequency. That was one thing I always struggled with, is what kind of frequency should I be putting out to those social media platforms. So perfect. We'll let you chat, and then we'll hop back into the opportunity meeting here in just a minute. Thank you. We're going to jump now into the opportunity portion of it. And, you know, I'm kind of a – Scott is brilliant. And he's got a really good laid out organized piece, and he kept trying to say, just do this. And today I'm not going to just do that, because I think, here's what I think, and maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I should be doing what he wants me to do, but here's the, it goes back to that benefit earlier on. And I think different people will resonate with different messages. So I'm going to share with you why Sixth Dimension is so important to me. And I hope that's okay, Annie and John and Cammie. I hope that will help and maybe give you a little bit of a different perspective. But here's the piece. Still the two opportunity pieces really resonate with me about the sixth dimension. So that part for me is really powerful. So this first piece is the product is the first opportunity. And I'm 100% on board with that. It has to be about product. And the product that we have is powerful and compelling. And it is the first opportunity because it helps produce higher performers and better results. We've already seen that with a lot of the users that we have right now. It's powerful. A lot of you guys have experienced those pieces. So those are some important pieces. You know, Scott has that great story about peers of equal ability perform 30% higher based on the journaling aspect. And if you think about the structure and the layout, just like Seth was talking about earlier, of the high performance journal, man, that even escalates it so that we see that 30 to 70% more likely to outperform peers of equal ability. This next piece is we focus in on personal growth, development, and achievement. Man, those are such important aspects. And if we can really help people achieve goals, that's powerful. Here's one of the things that I've noticed in my own life that, you know, I'll be engaging in something and doing something. And I don't know if you guys are like me, but for some reason I just hit this stumbling block and things kind of fall apart. And then I'll retry and do something else. And I hit this stumbling block and things fall apart. And what I've found through Sixth Dimension and Griffin Hill is that it's about systems and processes. And we function as people, we function to systems and processes. And if we keep getting those same results, sometimes we're not aware of that cognitively. We don't realize that it's about systems and processes. And so we engage the same system and process and get the same result over and over and over. And so that's why Sixth Dimension for me is to engage in correct principles that help us to see and maximize results. So it helps us to experience, you know, we can gain experiences from our own personal development and from the group, the community as well. So pulling together a group of people who are engaged in achievement that can help and support each other, I find that very powerful. I love this, therefore, this principle that Scott talked about last time of here, we have to obey natural laws to be able to gain the highest level of success. And oftentimes we get in the cycle of engaging the wrong pieces. And so we see failure and discouragement and misery. And we get caught in that. And over time, because we get caught in that cycle, we give up and we lose will. And so there's two pieces that Sixth Dimension brings for me. And this first part is the theory of achievement, which is part one, which is systems. So to get out of that cycle of not being able to be successful, we have to have process, we have to have plays, we have to have metrics, and we have to have coaching. Any achievement aspect needs those four things so that we can see the highest level of success. And to have the right processes with the right plays and the right metrics, and the right kind of coaching. So for me, those are the four pieces that Sixth Dimension brings. It brings processes and structure inside of its tools. The achievement, the high achievement journal is one of those tools that helps us to be engaged in a process to evaluate our own success. And often people drop that piece off. And so that's a good process for me that I enjoy. The plays are then, how do we mobilize the process? I'm using the high performance journal, but what kind of aspects am I connecting in on? What kind of goals do I have? And what kind of tactics, what kind of tasks do I need to do? So if you think about high performance journal does that, right? We have our reflect and write section. We have then what's our desired outcome and what will we do? That process can become the whole high performance journal. The plays can be the tactics inside of it. What will I do? Those action items can become those plays. And now we can measure the outcome of the high perform through high performance journal or other tools as well. And of course, having coaching session on two times a week helps us to be engaged in achieving those high performance pieces. So that's the first part. Systems is the first part of that. The second part of it for me is will. Like I said, if we don't have the right systems, if we're not engaging the right process, plays, metrics, and coaching on all dimensions, each dimension has its own set of process, plays, and metrics and coaching. Right? And if we're not engaging in those correct process, plays, metrics, and coaching, it takes a hit to our will. So this is one of my favorite poems. John or Cami, can you guys even see that? Can you read that poem? Can one of you read that poem for us? Or if not, I'll read it. But if...
Yeah, we can read it.
Awesome.
There is no chance, no destiny, no fate can circumvent or hinder or control the firm resolve of the determined soul. Gifts count for nothing. Will alone is great. All things give way before it, soon or late. What obstacle can stay the mighty force of the sea-seeking river in its course, or cause the ascending orb of day to wait? Each well-born soul must win what it deserves. Let the fool prate of luck. The fortunate is he whose earnest purpose never swerves, whose slightest action or inaction serves the one great aim. Why even death stands still and waits an hour sometimes for such a will.
Wow. Man, I wish I had that voice, John. Thank you so much for reading that. That is exactly it. Think how powerful. Cami, what part of this poem stood out to you as your husband was reading that?
Well, I like the second kind of stanza where it says, gifts count for nothing, will alone is great. But this line is, all things give way before it, soon or late. And that's including lack of will.
Yeah.
As well as, you know, having a forceful will.
Isn't that interesting? I love that. I love that insight there. Thank you, Cami. That's exactly right. That, look, just what I've described. If we get caught in this cycle of a process and plays and metrics and coaching that are broken and we're not succeeding, then we lose that will. It gives way because of the systems that we're employing. And so that's, for me, the power of Sixth Dimension, is it brings us a process to achieve higher levels of success. It brings a community together that's all engaged in moving forward to achieving success. It gives us times to focus on it throughout the week on a daily basis using the journal. We constantly reflect back on this, which helps elevate our will. And then as we're successful, it increases that will even more. To make it so, Cami, the reverse is true. That everything else will give way before it because that will is so strong. And think about, I love some of these analogies here. So what obstacle can stay the mighty force of the sea-seeking river in its course? That power, can you just think about the strongest river you can think about. And then picture yourself walking in it, just arms up. Okay, I'm going to stop this river. Is that possible? Can you stop that movement, that flow of the river? No, it's impossible. And that's the kind of will that sixth dimension helps to build based on the community, based on the process plays, metrics, and coaching. It's powerful. So I love these pieces. And then this last piece. Well, let's see. Where was it? I lost sight of it. Whose slightest earnest purpose never swerves, whose slightest action or inaction serves the one great aim. So again, deciding what is it we'll choose to listen to. So that's for me. And we may get some of these principles later on in some of our other discussions in some of the other dimensions. But these are the reasons for me that this opportunity is so important. You know, Scott uses this one all the time. I love this quote. Destiny is not a matter of chance. It's a matter of choice. It's not a thing to be waited for. It's a thing to be achieved. And if you think about how that interacts with systems and will, that brings to light even more this powerful quote by William Jennings Bryan. I love this piece as well. I'm not going to go there because Scott is way better at the Japanese version. Well, the idea here is that we've got to have systems in place. We've got to have systems in place. And that's why I love that little piece, but I'm going to let Scott bring that to light at some other point. Here's the other thing. John, Cammie, I just told you earlier today that I'm about to become a parent, and it's a little nerve-wracking. So no, I'm not paying for piano lessons or dance classes yet, right? But not very far in my future will it be there. But for me, it's the principle of, my goodness, this is a scary world today. And right. It's gotten scarier and scarier. And so as I think about bringing good principles to my little Elliot coming along here, it's important for me to know how to describe that in a way that will make her successful in life and will protect her. Cammie, you wanted to chime in there.
Oh, yeah, it's very simple. It's love that does it. So, yeah, it is scary, but love conquers fear, and that's the most important, far beyond piano lessons or dance or anything else.
Well, good. Now I don't have to buy anything. Thank you, Cammie.
That's right.
I'll tell my wife that tonight. No, it's true, and we get caught up in some of those things. So, Cammie, thank you. Thank you for your insight. That's really well, really good advice, so I really appreciate that. Thank you. Okay, but this parent conundrum is real. We have to be achievers ourselves so that we can help bring along our children to become achievers as well. Again, kind of hit on some of these. Look, here's the second opportunity. The second opportunity is, and Scott had this worded this way, and I get it. It's benefit-centric, right? Which it's, I love it because it helps us to remember to be benefit-centric, but help other people to grow, develop, and to become. And I'm selfish. I'm sorry, but I'm super selfish. So for me, it's have other people you trust help you to achieve your goals. That for me is another piece. You know, sometimes we get so isolated and we feel the weight of the world on top of us, and we think we have to bear it all ourselves, and so we don't let other people in. And so both of these points are just from the opposite side, right? And they're both true, but it's about community. It's about building that community. So that's part of the second opportunity. It also helps us to expand those financial constraints. It helps us become, right? We can become better people, and we compensate for selling, helping, and training. So we also become part of a prestigious consulting community. So all of those are great pieces for the second opportunity, but let's dive down into the breakdown. So for me, look, we commission, Sixth Dimension commissions on three levels. We commission for your direct sales. Okay, that's just the sales world. That's how sales work. So for you directly selling, we commission, and we commission $60 per direct sale. We also commission to help other people be successful. So for you to help other people, we'll commission at $25 for every person that you directly sell, who directly sells to somebody else. If you help them to make that sale, you're commissioned. The next piece is the commission to help train. So now you're responsible for this community below you, and you it's required of you basically to help train. You're a good citizen if you help train. So that's the way that we commission. These are commissioned for your direct sales. We commission $60. For anybody that you directly sold who directly sells, we commission you for $25 of that. And for anyone that they directly sell to, we commission you $25 again. So that's how this breaks down. So if you think about this, if you get three people to buy and you sell to them directly, 3 times 60 is $180. So you would get commissioned $180. If you help each one of those three people to get their three, then, and by the way, that's $180. That's the cost of the program. So at that point, your commissions would be paying for your fee for the program. So the next level, if you help each one of those three get three, that would be an additional 9 people. At $25, that 9 people turns into $225. At the level right below that, if you help train so that each one of those 9 get 3, that's 27 additional people at $25 per person. That's $675. That's $675 plus $225 plus $180 turns out to be $1,080. Now remember, you've paid $180, so that's a total of $900 a month. This is monthly money. So that's $900 a month that would be added to your family finances. And I love this breakdown because this to me is the simplest case. This is where I'm simple minded. And this is the simplest case. If we can help three people, if we can sell to three people and help those three people get three people and help those or train those three people how to get three people, that's how this works. Okay, so we expect that this would turn in, that it, to get three would take about 30 days, and then it just kind of drills out from there, that if it took us 3 days to get three, well, we should expect that it takes them 30 days to get three, and them 30 days to get three. So within 90 days, we think that it's pretty possible to get to that $900 per month. Now, John and Cammie, you've been engaged in this for some time. Not really sometime. I mean, how far into this are we now?
Well, just a little over 2 weeks.
Yeah.
A little over 2 weeks. Where are you in your recruiting now? I heard you guys a little bit talking about it, but give us the update.
Well, we have two that signed in and a third one that was going to sign in and he kind of backed out right now. He may come later. But we're hoping to get a few signed up this weekend down in Henderson with your dad down there.
To help Annie.
They're going to be Annie's. Yeah.
That is awesome. So think about this. So in how many days till you got your three? Because this was pretty phenomenal. It wasn't 30 days, right? How long did it take you?
Well, it's just that first week we got within the full after the first week we got two signed up, and then the.
Actually, our daughter is going to sign up, but she can't until March. So we actually have her, but she happens to be released as a bombarded. So yeah. She wants to wait till after her big event. So anyway, but Annie knows the people in Henderson. and we know one of them, and so she is hooking up, and it just happened that you mentioned to your dad that we were going there, so that's going to be a great opportunity. We'll see what happens and comes out of that.
Annie, I see you've unmuted yourself as well. What anything you wanted to add there? Oh, maybe not.
Maybe so.
Look, it's
a small scenario.
Kind of heard you a little bit, Annie, but broke up there towards the end. So sorry about that. But look, it's powerful. Within 2 weeks, I think that's what I heard. Within 2 weeks, you had your three. Within a week, you had two of those three. So the power, this can take on way faster than what we've projected. So I love the way that we've built this simplest case, this breakdown of what this looks like. Now, if you start running the numbers, this can grow rapidly. And here's the difference between most multi-level marketing. Nothing wrong with them, but they commission further down the train. We're affiliate marketing. We're network marketing, not multi-level. It's three levels. This is affiliate marketing that we're really dealing with here. It's pretty powerful. Those commissions happen quickly. It doesn't take forever to build a huge downline. So that's one of the other pieces I love about Sixth Dimension. And we're talking about piano lessons here as well. This isn't a huge budget item here. We're talking about engaging in piano lessons yourself. John, Cammie, you have something you want to add there?
Yeah, I've been thinking about this, Cameron. And really, in all sales and whatever product we go to buy, you have an affiliate association that it starts with the manufacturer, blah, 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 on down the line. And so why not work and develop and help people that you know and like to be around experience this, because it's part of our everyday life, and we give up energy to people we don't even know. This gives us an opportunity to help those who we know we want to help, and we love working with them.
I love that piece. Look, that community aspect here is so powerful. And that's exactly how I feel about this. To be able to grow a group of people, more than this commission piece, think about how tight-knit that group can now become. That we're all working together to achieving something amazing in each one of our individual lives. And we've got a support group to be able to do that, with the proper process, plays, metrics, and coaching. So I love, Cammie, exactly how you describe that. And I feel the same way, that this is about, for me, it's not even as much about the commissions as it is about growing with people that we know, like, and trust. That's really what this is about. So thanks so much, Cammie, for sharing that. Look, here we did I did a horrible job of my job at the last piece, but here's what I'm gonna do now. We're gonna do the reflecting right now. Take both parts. So remember, at the beginning of this, we started off talking about the message and using the Griffin Hill principles of Case Open to develop good messages. And then we talked about the frequency and reach as well, to be able to help distribute those messages on social media networks as well. And then we went into the opportunity piece, where we talked about some really important things. We talked about the theory of achievement, about systems, and about will. And then we dropped into the second opportunity, about community. And about the commissions as well. So based on all that content tonight, take just a minute. And what's resonated with you? What's connected with you? Maybe it's just like John said, hey, when I'm coming by the Sixth Dimension close to the sixth dimension offices. Brooke, I'm jumping in and I need you to help me out with this Instagram thing. But take just a minute now and reflect and write. What resonated with you? What connected with you? Open up that high performance journal. And from these two meetings, write down 2 to 3 things that connected with you. And then drill that down into at least one action item. Put that into the action item piece. Make sure that you know what that desired outcome is from that action item. So take just a minute. I'll be quiet for a little bit, but then I'll come back and ask you guys to report on that. Anymore. John, let's go to you. What pieces have resonated with you?
Well, the big thing that I can see to help us move forward is, again, the social media. I'm just not aware much about it, but I'm now very interested in having some help to get on that Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and whatever they do, and try to understand that so that we can spread this out a lot better to people. I also like the idea still that the reason I came in personally is the product.
Yeah.
So I want to be a product of the product. So the idea of helping me become more educated, more refined, if you will, for the opportunity just to be better in all those areas is what I'm interested in, personal growth.
Yeah, I love that, John. Look, that's why for me, I'm here, right? Because I'm about product, and maybe that should be up in the first opportunity. But this is about building a community to yes, of course I want to give back. I don't want to just steal, but I want growth. I want change. I want to be better. And so I love how you described that. Thank you so much, John, for sharing that. Before we hang up, I'm going to bring Brooke back in. And John, I want to get you connected so we can get a time scheduled. But Cammie, before we do that, Cammie, final thoughts to you tonight. What's resonated with you?
I want to be able to deliver a very succinct message. And I really want to work on the benefit part to them. And so I'm committing tonight to write down what the benefits I've already experienced in this short time that I've been involved in this. Annie and I were talking. I'm excited to get up. I'm excited to learn. I'm excited to commit. I've committed to some goals that I've kept, and I have 2 goals that I've tried all my life to do, and already I'm doing better because I'm tracking them. And with the high performance journal and making myself accountable. And so I really want to work on that benefit message. So that's my commitment.
I love that. Look, you know, because you've been watching those videos, Cammie, buyers buy benefits, right? That's why you guys bought. John, it just describes what John was saying. We bought because of product, because we saw that it gave us benefit. And we've got to be able to describe those benefits to others. So, Cammie, I love that that connected with you. Look, good to be with you all tonight. I'm going to bring Brooke back in. And, John, if you can pull out your calendar, and Brooke will pull out hers, and let's get you guys scheduled, because we want you to be able to be successful on those social networks. So, Brooke.
Great job, Cameron. Great job.
Thank you. Great job. Thank you, Cameron.